I think the coalition is definitely on the right policy path when they have said the thing that they want to do when they get into government is have a robust register so we all know exactly what's going on. Right? I'm a big supporter of that. I'm very cautious of the sort of Bob Catter view of the world that says shouldn't sell or lease property in Australia to the Chinese, and that's some kind of blanket rule. And just a couple of observations about that. When we do get this register, I'm pretty sure that it'll bear out what most good economic data says, is that the amount of foreign ownership in Australia of land, but particularly agricultural land, is actually very small. It's around the 1-1.5% mark. And of that, most of it's owned by the British. Mm. No one complains about them owning land.
Yeah, exactly.
What Chinese and other Asian investment in land and agricultural land, which is usually done by way of lease and capital injections, dairy farmers down south, for instance, it opens markets to them, it gives them capital to develop the technology in their business that wasn't available before. Not saying we shouldn't be cautious, but I find troublesome this sort of Bob Catter view of the world that it's all bad, it should all be stopped. Because inevitably, if you take that view of the world, you empower governments to tell farmers what they can and can't do with their land. And I'm not sure that that is a good idea. So I think we should watch it. I think we should know as much about it as possible. I think we should have a very strong foreign investment review board, and we should have a robust register, and then look at what's going on and make sure that we understand what's going on. But I don't think that the Chinese investment in agriculture is all bad. And I think, on balance, it's probably mostly good. But nevertheless, it should be watched and it should be assessed, and we should know as much about it as possible. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, on your behalf, I'd like to thank Christian very much and Jennifer for coming. I know some of you have further questions to ask him privately, so he won't be disappearing quite yet. But thank you, Christian. On the 7th of September, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, it's Porter for Peace.